B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Adrian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What can we do you for?
Well, I've been seeing this guy, Ray, and it's been a few weeks now, and we've been really, like, connecting, and I don't know, things have been going really good, but, like, the last few days, he's kind of been blowing me off. I haven't really heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's, like, someone I could kind of see a future with, you know, like, I don't know, we were just really connecting.
Okay, so what...
And now...
He's ghosting you, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
What do you think? We call him up, we ask him, he says, no, I'm not feeling her because fill in the blank. What do you think he would say in the fill in the blank portion?
Honestly, I have no idea. Like, I mean, maybe he got scared. I don't know.
Got scared because...
I don't know. Maybe he's, like, just not ready.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not ready, but... because you're putting the pressure on him to commit?
I mean, like, not totally, but I mean, like, we're really vibing and, like, things just seem like they're going really well. So, like, I just didn't really think that, like, he would want to back out. He seemed kind of into it, too. Like, I thought we were on the same page.
I just realized that this whole conversation reminds me of what it's like when I go to my therapist, just dragging stuff out of someone and then not admitting the truth. All right, listen, we'll call him next and we'll figure out what it is, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ray?
Yeah, who's this?
Ray, I'm sorry for waking you up so early in the morning. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain real quick. Just give me 30 seconds. I can explain why we're calling. It's a good reason.
Yeah, where are you from?
We're calling from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And we got your phone number from a lady who would love to go out with you on a date. You know her. She knows you. She said that she feels like you guys have a connection. And she'd like to get to know you better. So we're calling you and saying that if you... agree to go out with this young lady, and I'm going to tell you her name. We'll pay for whatever date you choose. You can pick the place, you can pick the day, the time, all that stuff, and we'll pay for everything if you say yes.
I didn't hear who are you from again, man.
We're calling. You know what? I'm just going to tell you the girl's name, and you tell me what your reaction is. Okay. We got a phone call. We spoke to Adrian, who you went out with before. And she said that she'd love to keep going out with you, but she feels as if you're blowing her off.
That's funny. I mean, yeah, that's actually kind of true that you said that.
You are blowing her off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she was like real kind of boring and clingy. And like the only good part was like she let me like have her Netflix password. And I was just using her account for a little bit, and Netflix has gotten lame.
Wait, Adrian's on the phone.
I'm sorry. You were only coming
to this
place and hanging out with me and spending time with me because you wanted my Netflix password? Are you
sounds
kidding
like
me?
It.
Bro.
Is that what you were saying, Ray?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and then, I mean...
What kind of person are you?
I'm already, like, talking to some girl, and she gave me her Amazon Prime. So now I'm, like, talking to her. The girl's, you know, she's not, like, the greatest girl, but she's cute. She's got a good personality, and she's been sharing it with me.
Oh,
so,
this
yeah,
guy.
Oh, my God.
Do you do this? Wait, I need to ask. I'm sorry. Do you do this often, Ray? Like, do you
sounds
do this with more
like
girls?
Look, you know how there's, like, girls that want guys with money and their sugar daddies? I'm kind of like that with women. And, you know, it's just, it's whatever.
For
it's just
streaming services.
Oh, my God. No, you need to grow the f*** up. If you think I'm not going to blow your shit up online and let everybody know the kind of person you are, you're definitely wrong.
I don't give a f***, man. I save, like, $200 a month, man. I got Audible where I could listen to free books online. I can order something from Amazon and get it the next day.
Damn, you know what? This dude's hustle is pretty strong.
I respect it. So Ray, we're obligated to ask you. Would you like to see Adrian again?
No, I'm good.
When Narcos Season 3 comes out, you know what? I'll give you a text.
Boston, get up!
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.